Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me once again Mark O'Rourke. He is the CEO and director of Cassiar Gold Corp. He has had a very rich background in the financial world, having worked with a large Portuguese bank, with Barclays Capital as well, and a very strong academic background as well, having higher education in Hong Kong and Portugal and in London, the London School of Business. So his a very well-rounded background, a very strong work background as well. And he is really great to have him with us. Again, before I say hello to Marco, I should just tell you that the stock trades in Toronto under the symbol GLDC. You can buy it in the U.S. as I have under the symbol CGLCF. It's 54.3 million shares at a half a dollar in Canadian money, giving it a market cap of about $27 million. So it's still a baby. It's very much a baby, but with a lot of upside potential, which is why I own the stock and why I have it in my newsletter, one of my favorites there. So thank you for joining me again, Marco.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
It's really good to talk to you. I'm speaking to you. You're in Hong Kong today. I guess that's where you're doing business these days, but you have a very strong management team, and I want to get to that before we finish today's discussion. But you've been working on your Taurus project, and as we've talked about the last time we had you on, you have roughly 1 million ounces of gold there, grading 1.43 grams per ton with a 0.7 gram per ton cutoff. That's a near-surface, open-pittable target. It's a good start, for sure. And I know that you've been working on that to do some infill to verify the numbers and also to perhaps expand it a little bit. I want to get to the really exciting stuff, which I think is the high-grade targets that you have south of the Taurus project. But maybe you could just fill us in on the progress of your Taurus drill program this year. Your objective on that project this year was simply to do what I said, to expand the resource a bit and to confirm the resource that was there previously. So how are things going? And I know that you put out a couple of reports, several drill holes. What are you seeing and what are you learning so far from the results you've got with this year's drill program?
Thank you, Jay. Well, it's been quite positive and very exciting. Our work during the summer at our bulk tonnage deposit at Taurus. So, as you mentioned, the drill results and the drill program were very much designed to confirm and expand our historical results and expand our resource base, which we are doing basically so far. We've already released two batches of drill results. All of the 14 drill holes we've released so far came in mineralized as expected. We had very, very nice intercepts, mineralization coming from surface, again confirming the nature of our deposit of having almost no overburden. We have mineralization coming from 5, 6, 7, 8 meters. So almost no overburden. We're confirming the historical results, which is great to see. We are getting quite lengthy intercepts as well. Given this is an open pittable deposit, it's good to see the consistency over very long, 20, 30, 40, 50 meters. So we're also seeing that. And we're also actually extending the resource in areas that were previously undrilled, where we have gaps in the resource. There's a particular gap that's 150 by 150 meters that will basically also add to the resource coming right from surface. And going quite deep as well, down to roughly 150 meters. We're also getting extensions at depth in some places, lateral extensions. So it's really exciting. We're adding ounces, and we're very happy with the program. And we still have one batch of drill results coming.
Yeah, I think I saw something like 10 drill holes that have yet to be reported on. Any idea when we might expect those?
Yeah, those are very likely coming out on the 8th of December. December, exactly. We'll have probably the full picture of this drill campaign. And as I said, we're very, very happy with what we've seen so far. And I'm actually already thinking and very excited about how this may impact our overall resource size as well as the confidence.
Do you expect to update your resource after this drill program or not? And also, I have to ask you whether you might think you might do some economics on it. I know you have a lot of other very exciting things you might want to pay attention to as well. It's kind of nice to know you have over 1 million ounces, and you'll verify that, no doubt, probably expand it a bit. It's nice to have that in your back pocket, but I know the real excitement, what got me excited about the story, are the higher grade targets to the south. But do you expect maybe an updated resource after this drill program?
Yeah, I think so. So that's definitely in the plans on the updated resource. So I think we've learned very clearly this program will allow us to add confidence to a significant portion of our resource as well as adding ounces. You know, and as I mentioned as well before, because there's almost no overburden, mineralization coming from surface, and the flat lying and shallow nature of the bulk tonnage deposits, being, you know, most of the resource being less than 100 meters deep, and we have a cutoff grade of 0.7, which is surrounded by infrastructure, we'll probably do a resource update, and also we'll probably drop that cutoff grade, which is, in my opinion, in this gold price environment, unfairly high. I would be surprised if we keep the cutoff grade at or above 0.5. So that's definitely in the cards. In your question about the economic studies, it's an interesting one. It's a debate that we've been having internally. As of now, we have 1 million ounces, and this program, you know, I would like to see it, getting closer to 1.5 million. I'm not sure if we'll necessarily get there with the drilling that we'll be releasing this year. You know, we'll need to do the exercise of updating the resource and see how, you know, all the grades, add up, how everything stacks up. But that's kind of our target there for the short term. So, but, you know, in any case, depending on where we land on the bulk tonnage size of our resource at the end of this drilling campaign, you know, our high-grade component will still be very small because only starting Q2 we'll start to drill the high-grade rolling quartz veins. And that, depending how much can we start to uncover from that high-grade system, can dramatically change the composition and the outlook of our project and economics, because if we start adding 500,000, 1 million or more high-grade ounces, you know, this 15 to 25 gram per ton, the economics change dramatically, and we're not sure we want to be pinned down to economic study that doesn't include a substantial amount of those high-grade ounces when we are very excited and quite confident that we might find a substantial amount of those ounces.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that at all, because if you identify yourself as a 1 million ounce or 1.5 million ounce deposit, then people are going to think of you in those terms. I think if you can start to have some great success with your high-grade veins down there to the south of the Taurus, that would really start to get investors excited. I know that is, you know, just looking at some of your illustrations on the website, there's an abundance of east-west trending veins that you've identified that you know about, some of which have been mined to a certain extent. These veins probably go to great depth. It is an orogenic system, as I understand it. And that means that there's probably something deeper. Are your geologists looking at, I'm sure they're looking at the whole picture down there, trying to determine how to set up a drill program. So would you be able to comment a little bit about what your plans are in 2021 for drilling into this high-grade vein system?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, as you mentioned, that system is high grade. So the veins there are, you know, relatively well understood because they have been mined mostly in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. These are 2 to 3 meter thick veins, 15 to 25 gram per ton kind of material, quite high grade. These orogenical systems are typically very large. So you typically have, systems that can go for kilometers literally down into the earth. And they're typically stacked, these veins are typically stacked around these, parallel mafic units. with vertical and subvertical links between them. So and the old timers only really scratched the surface. So our team is working quite hard in preparing for the drill campaign next year. Our plan is to start drilling there in Q2 as soon as the weather allows, because it's a more alpine part of our property. Weather is a consideration. So we'll probably start drilling there around April or May. At the moment, the team is refining the geological model and preparing to do some geophysics, as well as some additional work to start honing into our drill targets. But as you said, we actually already have several veins identified that were identified by our previous operators and are still there, and that's where we're going to be starting. So we're not starting blind. We know where some of the veins are. So we'll work our way out and down into the system. And we had the tiger by the tail. Need to work our way down.
Down to the tiger. You got to find the tiger
exactly.
Now. So you'll probably start drilling around April and May. And I imagine that you'll be putting out something regarding your drill program as that is all sort of finalized in terms of the geology and the prospects. You'll probably be putting something out early in the new year, I suppose.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and I think this is really an exciting story. I'm really glad that you're here to talk about it. I want to ask you just with a minute or so left here, successful mining projects really do require a lot of science. Most people don't realize how much science goes into an exploration program and then into an advanced project and so forth. But could you just take a minute to comment on your team? Because you have the financial background, the ability to raise money, and that's very important. But ultimately, the ability to put that money to work efficiently requires you to have good scientists. And maybe just quickly talk about the technical strength of your team.
Absolutely. It is, in my opinion, the most important component of our, of our venture. Raising money is relatively easy.
In this market.
In this market, for sure, yeah. But there's no point raising money if you don't have a team that knows what to do with it. And we are very, very fortunate to have an amazing technical team. We have Doug Kerwin as our chief technical advisor. He has won multiple awards. He has numerous successes under his belt. What is more famous, mostly famous for discovering the Ugolome deposit at Oyu Tolgoi that made Ivanhoe Mines and was later sold to Rio Tinto. More recently as well, we were able to add, roughly 3-4 weeks ago, we were able to add David Rees to our technical advisory team. David Rees is a structural geologist. He's actually one of the foremost orogenic gold experts in the world. We are really, really lucky to be able to add him, and to be quite honest, kudos to Doug for being able to convince David Rees to join. And I think also the fact that I can see that with the level of involvement that Dave has already had in the last few weeks, I'm really, really impressed. And the reason is as well probably is David has worked in this project 12 years ago. So he does know the asset quite well, and probably his excitement about the project also was part of the reason that we were able to secure him. Chris Stewart was one of our board members, was just commenting how hard he was, it is to secure someone like David Rees. He's coveted by some of the largest companies in the world in this space, and we are really, really lucky to have him. And then we have also Casey Gladwin, our VP of Exploration, and James Maxwell, our other advisor, who've had a lot of experience with Sabina, helping Sabina going from discovery all the way to over 5 million ounces. So I'm really happy with our technical team, and we keep on building it and adding very smart and successful people that really know what they're doing. And we can really, I can't really stress enough how important it is to have a capable and successful technical team.
All right. You do have a strong team, no doubt about it. Well, thank you so much, Marco, for being with us. Maybe just one quick word. I guess people should be watching for the drill results yet to come from Taurus, and then keeping their eye on your guidance for what you're planning to do exploration-wise in 2021 with the higher-grade stuff. So very, very exciting, and I want to thank you again, Marco, for being with us.
And thank you for having me, Jay.